Zot the Mishnah. Ha chol etzli yevimtoi. If somebody gives chalitza to his yevama. Again, your brother dies, and his wife, without children, falls to the yevam. So there's a mitzvah to give a yevam, or else to give a chalitza. So let's say you gave a chalitza. Ha chol etzli yevimtoi. V'nimtzeh mubaris. And then another month or two, we find out she's pregnant. So what's the halacha? The yolda, and she also gives birth. So bisman shavlat shokayom, if the child lives, so the mice, and now there's no mitzvah yivim at all. Now it comes out that your brother had a child, and there's no mitzvah yivim at all. Therefore, this chalitza is like bottle, means nothing. So the Mishnah says, therefore, who muta b'kroivaseh? You should know him, the yavim is muta with all her craving. If the chalitza would have been a good chalitza, it would be called like she's your wife, she was your wife, and you rasa to all her craving. But now that the chalitza is bottle, you're muta to marry any one of her craving. You're allowed to marry your sister. Vihi muteras b'kroivav. And she is muta to any one of your craving. Like you had no relationships one to the other. Since the chalitza is bottle, you're nothing. For life sulam in akuna, she's not possible to a kain. She's allowed to get married to a kain. If the chalitza would be chal, midirabonin, the chalitza is also to a kain. It's like a get. Mashenke, now that the chalitza is bottle, she's muta to a kain. Let's say the kid doesn't live, so that is considered like she doesn't have a child. Then the chalitza was good. It's called the good chalitza. So locher is who also b'kreivos seho. He's also with her kreivos. V'hi asur b'kreivov, and she's also with his kreivim. Upsulim in akuna. That's the locher. Whenever you give chalitza, she's pas lakuna, and you're also to the kreivim. Now ha'kreinus says yevimtoi. In a normal case, when you do mitzvahs yibum, your kain is your brother's wife, your brother died without children, and you were miyavim her, you married her. Then, v'nimtzeh mubaris, then a month later, we find out she's pregnant. It had to be from the first husband. V'yolda, and she gives birth. So it's like this. Bizman shevlat shokayom, if the child stays alive, is aloch yoytzi. Now the brother has to give her a get, because l'maisa she's an heir to him. Since the Maisa is a child from the first husband, from the first brother, so it's called Eishes Ach. She Eish Lebonim, there's no Mitzvah Yibum. So she's Mamash and Erva, the Kedushin is not Chal. So Yaitzi, you have to give her a get, you have to get rid of her. The Chayov and the Korban, you have to bring a Korban. Could you were Shoigeg? For the Maisa, you did a Chiyav Chatis, a Beshoigeg. A Chiyav Koras Beshoigeg, you have to bring a Korban Chatis. What about the main Vlad Shokoyoma? Let's say the kid does not live. Then the loch is Yikayim, you let her stay married to her. Now, Sofik ben Tishal Rishon, Sofik ben Shivli Achron, she first becomes pregnant later on, and she gives birth after 7 months, and we don't know now. Forget, she gave birth after 7 months. So we don't know if this child is the 9th month from the first husband, or it's 7 months from the second husband. So we don't know who's the father. Nafkaminer is there Mrs. Yivmonat? So locher is yaitzi. You have to give her a get, like get rid of her memonashoch. You can't stay with her. But if you have vlad kosher, memonashoch the vlad is kosher. Either the kid is the first one's kid, so about the kid's not a mamzer. She was married to the first husband first. And on its side, the husband is the second husband, then there's the mitzvah yibim involved. So memonashoch, the kid is kosher. But v'chayavim b'yashem toli, the man now has to bring an ashem toli. It's a suffix if he did an aveir or not. On the tzad, this kid is 9 months from the first husband. So it comes out there's no mitzvah yibum. So you're living with your brother's wife. Shloi b'vokhi mitzvah yibum. You have to bring korban hashem toli. On the tzad, it's your kid. Then it came out your brother had no children. And you're allowed to do the mitzvah yibum. So that's called an hashem toli. You have a suffix. If you did an aveir or not, you have to bring an hashem toli.
Yeah.
But the kid, the monoshek, is kosher. Either the father was the first one or the second one. Either way, the kid is kosher. Was it like this? It was not like this. Ha'achodes l'muberes. If somebody gives chalitza to a yevama that's pregnant, ve'pila, and then she loses the child. Reb Yechonon amar, eina tzricha chalitza menachem. She does not have to have another chalitza. She had one chalitza, and the maisa, she has no children, so that chalitza helped. Resh Lakish Shamano, Tzricha Chalitza Menachin. The first Chalitza does not help. She has to have another Chalitza for the rest of the brothers.
So what does the Gemara say? Rabbi Yechidin Nomer ain't Tzricha Chalitza Menachin. You don't have to have another Chalitza. Why? Chalitza Muberes Shema Chalitza. Even though she was pregnant at the time, so what? You gave a Chalitza. Chalitza is good. If she'll have a child later, it's bottle the Chalitza. But here that the child, when she was mapple, she had a miscarriage, so the Maisa, she has no children, therefore the Chalitza was good. Ubias Muberes Shema Bia, the same thing if you have Yibim with her, it's also good. The Maisa later, she was mapple, so it comes out that she has no children from your brother, therefore there is a mitzvah Yibim, the Yibim is Chal. That's a Yechin Svar. For Rash Lakish Shamar, no Tzricha Chalitza Menachin. Yishno Yavtav Chalitza again from the rest of the brothers. Why? Chalitza Muberes Loishima Chalitza. He owed, since the first brother gave a chalitza when she was pregnant, that's possible. That's not called a good chalitza. We'll soon see why. And therefore, the other brothers have to give her another chalitza. Ubias muberes leishim abia, the same thing, if you have yibum, you have miyabim when she's pregnant. Also, even on a tzad, she's mapaleda, it's not called a good bia. Ubias muberes leishim abia. That's the machlekes, we have yechen and mishlokesh. Now the Gemara says, but my kamiflugi, what does the Machlokes tell you in here? He boy yisai makrov, he boy yisai misvara. Either I could tell you the yagyu in psukka from the chumish, or else the yagyu in svara. Stam the yon reasoning. He boy yisai misvara. One thing is telling yon svara, yon reasoning. Reb Yechon in Savar, Yechon knows like this. Him yova yeliyo, lu yitzu yeliyo anovi would come. The yoymaron would tell us, tohodi abra mapule maplo, that this lady, even though she's pregnant, but she's going to have a miscarriage. Mila bas chalitza b'yibum hi. Isn't it right now that she is a bas chalitza and a bas yibum? So therefore, ashtonami, tigla milslam afreya. When she's mapu later, we say like tigloi milslam afreya, that at the time when you gave a chalitza, it was a good chalitza. At the time you gave a yibum, it was a good yibum. Tashem b'yechon in svara. That lamaisa later, when she's mapu, tigloi milsa, she never had a child. So the Maisa, the time you made a chalitza was a good chalitza. The time you made a yibum was a good yibum. For Eshlaka Shamar, Eshlaka says no. Tigla milsalam afreya lo yamrinin. We don't say that svara. So right now, b'shash she made the chalitza, it's a suffix if she's a yivam or not. Maybe she's going to have a child and there's no mitzvah yibum. So you can't give a chalitza then. You can't give a yibum then. I later when she's mapul, from then on it's chal the mitzvah yibum. But before we don't say Igloi Muslim Afreya. We don't say what happens later as if we know now. No, now we don't know. Now she's a Sofik and there's a Mrs. Yibum. So when a Sofik, there's no Mrs. Yibum. Chura Sofik, the Raisa, she's also, there's no Mrs. Yibum. The boy is saying another way is like this. Chura, the Yagyuim Sukim. Reb Yechon and Sov Yechon, the Pasuk says, Ubein Eimloi, they have no children. Omra Chmona. Vor Leslai, she has none. Lamaisa, she had a miscarriage, she has no children, therefore there's a mitzvah yibum. So Lamaisa, you gave a chalitza, you gave a yibum, everything is okay? For Resh Lakish Sava, the Pasuk says, Ubein Einloi, she has no child. What does that mean, Einloi? That means, Vidashin Ayin Olov, you have to check her out. That means, Kol Shaman, she's pregnant, there's no mitzvah yibum. You have to check her out. You can't check her out until she gives birth. A pregnant lady, there's no mitzvah yibum. Because maybe she's going to have a child. That's called Ayin Olov. Ayin Olav, check her out, make sure she has no children. So when is there a Mrs. Yibum, if for sure she's not pregnant? But any time you have a doubt whether she's going to have a child or not, the din is there's no Mrs. Yibum. So that's the machlokes of Reb Yechon and Meshlokesh. More Eisvei Reb Yechon and Meshlokesh. Reb Yechon asked the kashya to Meshlokesh. Ein avlad shokayoma, in Mishnah says if the kid dies, is who also b'krevesil, the chalitza was chal, that he's also on her kravim, the asur b'kravov, she's also with his. And also it's called a good chalitza, the isha can't get married to a kohen. So bishleim l'dididi amina chalitza m'beres shmo chalitza mishumachi psula. It's very good why she's posla. Eloli dof, according to Yeresh Lakish, the yarmat chalitza m'beres. Loi shmo chalitza, you say it's no good, amai posla minakuna. Why is she posla minakuna? At that time the chalitza meant nothing. And Mustam was talking about that she did not get another chalitza later. So why is she pasul lakuna? The first chalitza was psula. And the Gemara in Echanami, O Malay, midirabonin ulukhum rabbi alma, in Echanami. It's only midirabonin that she's psula lakuna, and atayatake, it's only a chumra midirabonin.
Ika the Amri, some say like this. All right, might as well stop here. Continue. Yeah, we're holding Daf Lamed Hey in the base. You start the paragraph of Achilitz. Maybe we'll go through it Shnell again. We'll start over again. We'll go for first. Achilitz the Avim Toy the Nimtzes Moberes. If you make a chalitza to Yevam and she came out, she's pregnant, the Yold, and she gives birth. So Bizman Shavlat Shakuyom, if the Vlad lives, who muta b'kroy v'sel, he mutaras b'kroy v'loy poslum in akuna. It's like he did nothing. Since Lamaisi brother's wife, they had a child, there's no Mrs. Yivum, the chalitza did is nothing, she's muta l'kun to akayin. What about Ein Avlat Shekhiyom? Let's say the kid is a miscarriage or the kid doesn't live. Then the chalitza is called the good chalitza, because Lamaisi brother's wife had no children. Then the chalitza helps her also to the kraven, and she's also to a kain. Hakainis is the same thing. Hakainis says Yibim to Vinim to Smuberis. If you make a Mrs. Yibum, your kainis, you live with her, and then she comes out, you find out she's Muberis. If a Yolda, she gives birth. If the kid lives, so then there's no Mrs. Yibum. So it comes out now, like you live with your brother's wife without a Mrs. Yibum, you did an Issa. So Loch is Yaitse, you have to get rid of her, you have to give her a get. So Chayov and the Korban, you have to bring a Korban though. Because you're over Issa Erva, Chiv Koris, that you live with your brother's wife, Shloim B'moke Mitzvah. What about if you may not have Lacha Koyom, if the kid doesn't live? Then you're allowed to keep her.
He has to keep her?
It's a Bishayge, yeah, sure. Bishayge, he did it. So you have to bring a Chayav, Chayav, Chayav Korban. Well, the Maitse did not have Erva, Chiv Koris. He did a Bishayge though. Sofik ben Tisha Larishoin, Sofik ben Shibul Yachrin, and she becomes pregnant later after a month or two, and you don't know it's from the first husband or from the second one, is Yoitze. So you have to give her a get, because you have to have a Sofik, maybe the kid is from the first one, and therefore there's no Mrs. Yibum. But if you have Lat Kosher, Mamonashok, the kid is Kosher, the kid's not a Mamzer. Because either it's from the first husband, Beheter, or else on the tzaddas from the second husband, it's also the heter. Then the first one had no kids, so there is a Mrs. Yibum. But the Yovim, the man now is Chayiv a Korban Oshem Toli, he has a suffix of doubt if he did an Aveira or not. If it's his kid, he didn't do an Aveira. If it's his brother's kid, then he did an Aveira. So the Gemara, Itma, HaCholos L'moberes, if you give Chalitza to Yavama when she's pregnant, Ve'pila, and then she has a miscarriage. So the Chorud now comes out, there is a Mitzvah Yibum. So, Rabbi Yechonon Amar, Ein Esrin Chalitza Menachin. You don't have to have another Chalitza. The Chalitza you gave her was a good one. The Maisa, she has no children. The Mitzvah Chalitza help. She's Mutter, she can get married to somebody else. Resh Lakish Shomar, no Esrin Chalitza Menachin. She has to have another Chalitza from another brother. What's the pshat? Rabbi Yechonon Amar, Ein Tzorech Chalitza Menachin. Because he holds Chalitza, Moberish Shema Chalitza. It's called a good Chalitza. So she had a Chalitza, she's Mutter. Even if you make Yibum, it'll be the same thing. You will coin her. Lamaisa, she had a miscarriage. She has no children. There's a Mrs. Yibum. You have to have another Chalitza. Why? Chalitzas Muberes Loishuma Chalitza. That's what Shlokesh is for. It's not called a good Chalitza. We'll soon see why. So you have to have another one. And the same thing. If you meyabim her when she's pregnant, that's not called a good Bia. And therefore, she's not Mutter. You have to do it over again. More of a mic him if it was the mic like you see him. He boy is saying Mikrovi boy is saying Misvara. He boy is saying Misvara is telling Misvara. Rav Yechon in Sovar, Im Yovi Eliyo. If Eliyo or Novi would come to Yoyma, the Hodi Yabra Mafuli Maflo, if he would tell us that for sure she would have a miscarriage. So right now, if she doesn't have any children, and if Eliyo or Novi would tell us she's not going to have any children, Mila Vas Chalitz of Yibam, hey, isn't she have a Mitzvah Chalitz and a Mitzvah Yibam? She's a regular Yivoma. She doesn't have any children from the first husband. Is Hashtanami Tigla Milslam Afreya? Even though right now when you made the Chalitza she was pregnant, you had a doubt maybe she would have a child, but Lamaisa she didn't have the child, so the Mitzvah Chalitza she did was good. No, we don't say that Svara. Lamaisa, at the time you made the Chalitza, it was doubtful if there was a Mitzvah or not. Because Mal Rov Noshim, when they're pregnant, give birth and have a child. So if he postures there wasn't a Mitzvah then, the Chalitza does not help. And later when she's Matel, she has a miscarriage, you have to make another Chalitza. The boy is saying another pshat is kruah. The argument in the posik, Rabbi Yechonon saw about the posik says ubein einloy that he doesn't have any children. Then there's a mitzvah yibum. So Amar Rachmona, well, last night Lamaisi didn't have any children. She was pregnant, but then she had a miscarriage. So Lamaisi, your brother died without having children. There's a mitzvah yibum. The chalitza was good. The yibum is good.
Resh Lakish Sava, the Pasuk says, Obein Ein Loi. We darish an ayin alov. You have to check it out, look into it, make sure he has no children. And yeah, that she's pregnant, you're not allowed to make chalitza right now, Resh Lakish holds. Ayin alov means you have to check it out to make sure, wait, to see if they're going to have any children or not. So anytime there's a doubt if they'll have children or not, there's no mitzvah yibum. That's Resh Lakish's smara. Now Rabbi Yechon has the kasha to Resh Lakish. It says, Ein avlat shaka yomo, it says in our Mishnah, if the kid doesn't live, who was the b'kroiv of Selvi, yasur b'kroiv of Psulim and Akuna. So Rama Shaul Kesh, he gave you Yavama Chalitza, and it came out that the kid did not live, so he said the Mitzvah Chalitza helps, and it's a good Chalitza. So, Bishleim, the Didi, Amina Chalitza, Mabera, Shema Chalitza, Mishumachi Posla. That's why she's also to a Kain, because the Chalitza was a good Chalitza. Ela Lididach, but according to you, Resh Lakish, the Amata that you say, Chalitza's Mulberis, Loishima Chalitza, if you give Chalitza to a pregnant lady, she's not called, it's not called a good Chalitza, is a my poslam and akuna. So why does the Mishnah say that if the kid dies, not Kayama, the Chalitza is good, and she's also to a Kain? Why is she also to a Kain? Omule yentz back atayim midrabbonin uluchumer biyalma enachnami. That's what our Mishnah says. She's psul lakuna. It's only the rabbonin the kalocha. But mashma Resh Lakish holds midiraisa. The chalitza is not called a good chalitza. Since she's pregnant, there's a suffix. Maybe she's going to have a kid. There's no mitzvah now. And if you made the chalitza, it's called bottle. Chalitza is not called a good chalitza. That's what our Mishnah says. She's psul minakuna. That's only chumer midrabbonin. Because it looks like she had chalitza. Ika the Amri, some said just the opposite. That Eisvei Resh Lakish from Rabbi Yechanan. Resh Lakish brings a raya and he asks the question to Rabbi Yechanan from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Ein avlat shakuyam. Again, when you made chalitza to a pregnant yivama, and then the kid does not live, is to also the kreveser, the yasur, the krever of sulam and akuna. That's what the Mishnah says. That the chalitza helps, lechura, and that she's also to a kain, and he can't marry her kraven, she can't marry his kraven. So Bishleim Ludidi is good according to Resh Lakish. The Yamina that I say, Chalitza's Muberis, Loishima Chalitza, that Midiraisa, the Chalitza is no good, Haino Diktani Psulim and Akuna Lechumra. That's why the Mishnah has to add on and say, you should know that she is possible to a kain, which is a Chiddush. Because really, I should have said she's not possible to a Kohen, because the Chalitza means nothing. Kamash, when the Mishnah knows there's a Chumra with the Rabbanin, she's Tzulim in Akuna. And the Mishnah does not say that she does not need Chalitza Menachin. Because really, she does need Chalitza from another brother. Ela Lididach, but according to Rabbi Yechanan, that you say Chalitza is 100%, so Eina Tzricha Chalitza Menachin Miboyle. The Mishnah should have said a bigger Chiddush. The Mishnah should have said it, he gave Chalitza to the Moberis. And then the kid dies, she does not need another Chalitza, according to Rabbi Yechanan. So Amalei Rabbi Yechanan answers back, Ein Ochinami, it's like a true, you're right what you're saying. But Vaidi the Tony Reisha, Loi Poslo, Tony Seifa Poslo. Since the Reisha says Loi Poslo, she's not Poslo, that's what the Seifa says, she is Poslo. But really it should have said she doesn't need Chalitza either. But since the Reisha says Loi Poslo, so Tony Seifa wants to tell us in the Seifa that she is Poslo. That's why it just says the word Psula. But really, she does not need another Chalitza. Eisvei Rabbi Yechanan Resh Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan has the kasha to Resh Lakish. Says now Mishnah so ein avlat shakayom yikayim. In the case where the yavam was miyabim demuberis, and then she had a kid and the kid dies, so yikayim they're allowed to stay married. Vishleim ludidi Rabbi Yechanan says good according to media mina chalitza muberis shmo chalitza ubiyas muberis shmo biya mishumachi katan yikayim. That's why they can stay married together, because when they did the mitzvah yibim was done the heter. Lamaisa, the kid died, she doesn't have any children, there is a mitzvah yibum, and the yibum that you did before is good. Ela l'didach, but according to you, Resh Lakish, the amata that you say, chalitzis muberes loishima chalitza, ubiyas muberes loishima biya, is l'chura yachso v'yivo v'yikayimi boile. It should have said the mishnah that you have to make the beer over again. Like you're miyabim, you're yivama when she's a muberes. That's nothing according to you, Resh Lakish. The Huru later, when the kid dies, you have to make beer over again. Why does the Mishnah just say Lashon of Yikayim? It's more so than Echanami. My Yikayim, what does our Mishnah mean to say Yikayim? You can stay married. It means Yachso v'yivo v'yikayim. That's what the Mishnah means. Yachs, you have to go over again, v'yivo v'yikayim. That's what it means. The Loisagi b'lav hochi. That Avadi, you have to have another beer also. Ika the army, some say the opposite. That Eisfer is Shlokash from Rabbi Yechanan, Shlokash is Akasha from Rabbi Yechanan. Says now Mishnah, Ein Havlat Shakayoma would embarrass when she gives birth and the kid dies, is Yikayim. They're allowed to stay married. So Bishleim Lodidi Diamina Chalitza Muberis Loishima Chalitza Ubiyas Muberis Loishima Bia. According to me, Resh Lakish, should I say what they did when she was Muberis? Doesn't mean anything is no good. His Hainu Diktoni Yikayim. That's what the Mishnah says. Loshin of Yikayim, which means they could stay together, means Yachso V'Yivov Yikayim. The Loisage B'Lav Hochi. That's what the Mishnah means. Yikayim means they could stay together, but how? Through making another via, they have to make the Yibam over again. Ela l'didoch, but according to you, Rabbi Yechanan, that you say bias muberes ishma bia, so the first via they had was a kinyan. It's mama's her wife. So you know what the Mishnah should have said? It should have said, rotsa yaitse, rotsa yikayimi berle. The court has said that if he wants to give her a get, if he wants to, he can stay married to her. If he wants to, he can give her a get. The Gashur has had a stronger relation. That you hold the Bia helps. So they did already the Mitzvah Yibum. Now, it's up to him. If he wants to, he can stay. If he wants to, let her give her a get. The Mishnah should have said a bigger Kiddush. Not Stam Yikayim. Yikayim is Mashma. Right now, you can't get rid of her. But you have to do the Mitzvah Yibum over again. So Mursa Zayin HaChinami. Mursa Zayin HaChinami. It's like a true what you're saying. You're right. But I did the Tony Reisha. Since the Reisha says Yotzi, in a case where the kid does live. So then it comes out that there's no mitzvah yibum. You live with an eshesach without a mitzvah yibum is yotzei. You have to get rid of her. Is toni nami sefer yikayim? That's what a sefer says. Just the opposite. Yikayim, you could stay married. But enechanami, according to Rabbi Yechanan, when the kid dies, there's mamish the mitzvah yibum you did already, and now she's your wife. If you want to stay, if you want to give her a get, whatever you want, you can do. Mer meisvi habakasha. Says Hakoynes says Yivimtoi. If somebody made a mitzvah Yivim, Hakoynes says Yivimtoi. You live with the Yivama, then Yim says Muberis, and it comes out you found out she's a Muberis. Is Harezu Loitinos say Tzurosa? The din is what that the Tzurosa cannot get married. Harezu Loitinos say Tzurosa. Tzurosa not allowed to get married. Masha, what is still some Zik involved? So what happened here? You Hakoynes, you made Yibum with the Yivama, and she was Muberis. This says Harezu Loitinos say Tzurosa. Tzurosa cannot get married. Why? Shemi yehev lad ben kayoma. Maybe the kid will be a ben kayoma. For the Gemara Adarabah, just the opposite. Ki hevi avlad ben kayoma. If the kid will live, mifter or tzorosa. If the kid lives, then there's no mitzvah yibam at all. The brother died, he had a kid. So there's no mitzvah yibam. Avadar tzor is mutter. Eleim, what you have to say is like this. Eleim, shema lo yehev avlad ben kayoma. Maybe the kid will not live. So since we're afraid maybe the kid will not live, so then the tzara, there'll still be a mitzvah zikas yibum, and therefore the tzara cannot get married to anybody else, because she's still a yivama, zokak liyibum. That's what the Brisa says. So the kasher is now, the kasher, Rabbi Yechanan, you're going to tell me that the bias muberis shemabiyah, according to you, Rabbi Yechanan, if you're miyabim a muberis, and on the side the kid dies. The Yibum is good. You made a good Mrs. Yibum. Is a my lord to know Tzorosa? Why can't the Tzora get married to somebody else? Like the Monashoch, the Tzora should be Mutter. Tifto bebiya shachaverto. Like the Monashoch. On the side the Muberis loses a kid. So Lamaisa, one brother already was Miyabama. He made beer with her. He was Mekayim Mrs. Yibum. So therefore the second wife goes out free. She can get married to somebody else. What are you afraid about? Maybe the kid will live. So for sure the tzara goes out free then. If the kid does live, there's no mitzvah yibum. So a manashach, the tzara should be able to get married to somebody else. So there's a kasha and Rish Lakish. It's a kasha and Rabbi Yechanan. It's a kasha and Rabbi Yechanan. According to you, Rabbi Yechanan, you say, bias muberis. Is shemor bia, it's a called yimakayin the mitzvah yibum. Why can't the tzara get married? So Gemara says like this. Omer Abaya, Abaya Rensis, bebiya kulialma loy pligid loy potra. No, we'll be chayzer now. I tell you, even Rabbi Yechanan agrees that if you make bia, if you live with the Yavama when she's pregnant, that doesn't help. Bias muberis is loy shema bia, and the swear could be is because since it's a suffix iser, like the Baron Tosis says, ki pligid bechlitzo bebiya moedish lo yavu de iser. Avada the swear, since it's possible that you're doing a maisa aveira right now, that maybe the kid will live, you did an aveira, so avada bia you have no right to do. Therefore, that's not called a mitzvah. Even if Yechon agrees, if you have a bia with him, a beres, there's no mitzvah yibum. Even on the tzad, she's mapul later, or the kid dies, you have to do it over again.
Keep pligi, where's the machlekes bechalitza? Only if you make chalitza to a moberis. Rav Yechanan saw bechalitza is a moberis shema chalitza. Because like a monashah, he's not doing an avera now. So let's say if the kid lives, you don't need chalitza altogether. If the kid doesn't live, you did a mitzvah chalitza, you did a mitzvah chalitza, the chalitza helps. Bias moberis, loishim abia. But bia, that doesn't help. Because since it's a Suffolk Issa, you have no right to do the Biyah, that's called an Aveira. So there Rabbi Yechon agrees, Biyah's Mubaris is Loishim Abiyah. So that's why the Bryce before says in such a case, that Sarah cannot get married. Because we have to be afraid, maybe the pregnant lady will be Mapul, not have a kid. And Lamaisa, there'll be a Mrs. Yibum. One brother was Miyabim already. Biyah's Mubaris, Loishim Abiyah, it's not called he did the Mitzvah. So there'll still be a Zikas Yibum, therefore she can't get married to Sarah. Now, Rish Lakasav, Rish Lakasavar is, Bias Muberis, Loishima Bia. He holds Bia is not cool, anything. Hubaru Adin, Bechalitza Smuberis, Loishima Chalitza. He also holds that the Chalitza that he gave to Muberis is also not nothing. That's Rish Lakasavar. Now, Omale Rob, Rabbi said back to Bayi, that can be. Monashach, what's going on here? Monashach, but what do you say? E Bias Muberis, Shema Bia. If you want to say it is called a good Bia, so then Chalitza is Muberis, Shema Chalitza. There is that totally zevazir. The bias muberis loishim would be this deeper question. But if you want to tell me that the Rabbi Yechon holds that an ish, a yavama, when the brother died, if his wife is pregnant, if you want to tell me that if a brother makes yibum, that it's loishim abiyo, so it has to be then that chalitzas muberis nami loishim achlitza. This is Rav Zikakasha. You can't have one without the other. You can't tell me that Rabbi Yechon holds that a bias muberis is loishim abiyo, but a chalitzas muberis is shmachlitza, that can't be. Why? To a kaimelon, because